This is Radio MD COVID-19 Daily, your source for COVID-19 news from the front lines of healthcare. I'm Caitlin White. Thanks for joining us on this Tuesday. It's March 24th. Today, the CDC is reporting 33,404 cases of COVID-19 in the United States, with a total of 400 deaths. With COVID-19 progressing so rapidly, scientists are working to figure out how it spreads, but it might not be that simple. Researchers at the University of Texas at Austin estimate that people who had not yet developed symptoms transmitted around 10% of the cases they studied. That's based on 450 case reports from 93 Chinese cities. Those same researchers also looked at the serial interval of COVID-19. That is the time between one person developing the symptoms of a condition and passing it along to a second person who then develops those symptoms. And they believe for COVID-19, it takes approximately 4 days. What actually is going on inside your body when you are affected with coronavirus? Well, WebMD had an interesting piece on this today. Here's Bill Klaproth to tell us more.
So most of us know by now that COVID-19 enters the body via your nose, mouth, and eyes, hence the reason we're not supposed to touch our face. Now, the virus then latches onto your cells that are healthy, especially in your lungs. Once inside, to quote WebMD, the coronavirus hijacks your healthy cells and takes over command and starts to kill some of your healthy cells. Now, it starts like a common cold in your respiratory tract, but COVID-19 likes to dig deeper and can aim for your lungs. Your immune system should now kick into high gear and fight back. One sign of this counterattack from your immune system could be fever or a cough. The good news is, with most people, this viral parasite's trek stops here. 8 in 10 cases are mild, but for others, the infection can get worse. If the infection reaches your lower respiratory system and lungs, it can become difficult to breathe. Pneumonia can occur, and in severe cases, can lead to acute respiratory distress syndrome. Fluid in the lungs means less oxygen for the rest of your body. So far, most people who do contract COVID-19 do not have serious complications. But if you are having trouble breathing, you need to seek medical help right away. There is a more detailed report on what happens when you get infected at WebMD. For Radio MD, I'm Bill Klaproth.
And if you're looking for a job during this uncertain time, some rare good news. CVS announced it was planning to hire 50,000 workers nationwide. As demands for both household goods and medication soars, the drugstore chain says they will be taking on more store associates, home delivery drivers, distribution center employees, as well as member and customer service professionals. The company will also be giving bonuses to current pharmacists and workers on the front lines. And the chain has also opened its first drive-through testing in a parking lot of a Shrewsbury, Massachusetts store. A news release from CVS says it will at first focus on testing first responders and healthcare workers. The site is not open to the public for testing. In the early stages of the COVID-19 outbreak, we were often told that it would mainly affect older, more vulnerable populations. But as we begin to learn a bit more about the virus, that isn't necessarily the case. We're joined again by Radio MD's Bill Klaproth with more.
We talked with Dr. Keith Mortman, Chief Division of Thoracic Surgery at the George Washington University Hospital. And we asked Dr. Mortman, why do young people need to be concerned about COVID-19?
Young people should be concerned really for two reasons. One, because young people are becoming infected with the virus, and we're seeing more and more reports every day of younger patients being admitted to hospitals. So it can affect them directly. The other reason is that for those young patients who are not getting sick themselves, the greater concern to some degree is that they are asymptomatic carriers. So although they don't exhibit any signs or symptoms of the disease, they can actually pass that virus on to other people they come in contact with, whether it's their mother, father, brother, or sister, or grandparents, whether it's a neighbor, whether it's a coworker, or even if it's a stranger.
And the coronavirus doesn't discriminate. We all need to be concerned about this.
This truly is a public health and a global health phenomenon. It is affecting every age group in just about every country now, certainly all 50 states in the U.S. So this is a nationwide, a global, a community problem. This is not addressed towards any one individual.
For Radio MD News, I'm Bill Klaproth.
Well, this has been Radio MD COVID-19 Daily. If you want to reach out to our team with questions or comments, feel free to shoot us an email at COVID19Daily@radiomd.com. That's COVID19Daily@radiomd.com. You can catch us tomorrow afternoon with more updates wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin White. Stay safe and stay sanitized.